Joining us on Bottom Line Baseball right now, Chris Almoderos. He's a president of the Round Rock Express. Before we started this interview, you said it is going to be an emotional day, opening day for the Express this week. Look, Chris, you've been with the organization since 2009. How special is this year especially going to be for you?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me. You know, I think with what we've gone through the last 14 months and not having baseball, it's been a tough go for many folks. You know, unfortunately, you know, we had to let go 40% of our staff last year when the season was canceled. And, you know, until we start playing baseball on Thursday and kind of get our season going, it's just been a tough go. But I do think that, you know, we were able to, you know, do 40 plus events during the pandemic. And, you know, we've got the confidence of people in Central Texas. So we're looking forward to, you know, a big crowd. And right now we've got almost 5,000 people that are coming out on Thursday, and that number just keeps growing by the day. So it's going to be a bittersweet day. It's going to be fun to have baseball back, but it's going to be emotional just knowing what we've all gone through in the last 14 months.
Chris, you talked about it, you know, what everybody's gone through the past 14 months. How did you decide, hey, we're going to host the Texas Collegiate League, you know, and put on other events at the stadium so nothing was happening this past 14 months?
Well, you know, Jackson, one of the things we had to do last year was when we knew the baseball season was going to end, you know, we pivoted to go, look, what are events we can do? We've done concerts in the past. We've done, you know, bull riding, we've done a number of events, but, you know, where we're best at is baseball. And that's, you know, why your dad, you know, when his idea of bringing professional baseball to Round Rock was, is we're good at the folks that work for us signed up to work in baseball. And so our connections in the game of baseball, we had a connection with the Texas Collegiate League, and they asked us about potentially hosting. And for us, it worked out really well. I don't think it could have been a better time for us because one, you know, we had Chase, my oldest son, on staff that could manage, and, you know, your coaching ability as well. We almost had a staff built in place when we started the team. And then, of course, Luke playing for the University of Houston. And you know, our thinking was if we could get some local kids, get their families out here, and kids that are serious about baseball, and also that would be serious about making sure that they were safe and, you know, doing the things to make sure it was a safe environment to come out. It just made sense. We played 13 of the 15 games, and man, what a great summer. It was a neat thing to be a part of. And of course, with me, one, leading the organization, you know, it was great to bring some revenue in from that part. But then the other part with just having a spot for, you know, Luke to play and his buddies, it was a good summer.
Chris, I got to ask, I think everyone kind of had to really work on their creativity muscle in the last year and a half. I know I'm the one that has these crazy ideas that sometimes I tell people that people tell me that's an awful idea. What was an idea that you might have had that you loved, but no one else kind of bought into as you had to do all these different promotions, everything to get something going?
One of the things that, you know, sitting in this chair that I'm always cognizant about is look, I want to do baseball centric events. I don't want to mess the baseball field up. You know, whether it's a professional development contract with the Houston Astros or a PDL with the Texas Rangers, you know, 70 of our baseball games or 70 of our events are baseball games here. So the thing that I always want to make sure is, you know, event, can we flip the field and get ready to play baseball? For some reason, they said, hey, baseball season is going to start. One of the things I thought of last year, you know, we've got an amazing staff. We've got, you know, JJ Gotts, our COO, is the person a lot of times that runs some of these special events. So just kind of picking his brain, but, you know, Laura Fragoso on our marketing side and Tim Jackson, our GM, you know, we kind of sat down and it really was all hands on deck to go, what kind of events could we have? One of the things we thought of was high school select baseball, you know, with the high school baseball being big in Texas and a lot of those folks not being able to play, with the colleges and universities shut down, they were looking for spots to play. So we went down the path of a group out of Colorado it was shut down there to try to bring those guys into play. And I mean, I remember it was a late Sunday night that I was here to like midnight trying to figure out a tournament and how can we do this? And then literally like the next day is when the Texas Collegiate fell in our lap and we started talking about that. And they had a you know, a team and a schedule that was already built to say, look, let's just plug and play with these guys. And it turned out to be great for us. But there were some events that came on and we were like, man, can we pull this off? You know, we started doing batting practice on the field, which sounded like a great idea. But when we're out here, you know, three times a day doing various batting practices with all kinds of people, it was a little tough.
Chris, you touched on it, you know, being back with the Texas Rangers. How excited are you to be back with the Rangers and to be able to have hosted this alt site in April?
You know, Jackson, we had a great run with the Rangers before we changed affiliations back in 18 to the Astros. And knowing those guys, JD and Mike Daly and Paul Kruger, you know, on the baseball side of things, the guys that we kind of dealt with every single day, they're just great guys. And so they're baseball guys like we are. And I think, you know, not having baseball, not having a season last year, you always want to be affiliated with either the Rangers or the Astros, and the being in the state of Texas and being in Central Texas. But, you know, we just really want to play baseball. I think, you know, we've built a fan base here that loves to cheer on the Round Rock Express, and it's the hometown team. And whether it's the Astros or the Rangers, you know, their affiliates, people just want baseball. And I think not having it for 14 months, it's going to be exciting to bring baseball back to Central Texas. And, you know, it's the first time we haven't played Round Rock Express in over 600 days.
That's crazy. You know, and minor league baseball is just such a big piece into what small towns in America are. We talked about it with Tim Kirshen earlier this week. That's one of his favorite pieces about minor league baseball. It's a small town component. Is that one of yours, or what is your favorite component of minor league baseball?
I would agree. I think it's the community aspect of it. I think, you know, for me growing up, and I grew up outside of Houston, about 20 miles north of Houston, and to watch a professional baseball game, it was an hour long drive into Houston to the Astrodome. And, you know, while those were great memories, to be able to have baseball in our backyard and in the community of Round Rock, and to one, to have a great partnership with the city of Round Rock and in Williamson County, it just makes sense. You know, old settlers, you know, Alex, I don't know if you've been next door, but you know, there's 20 plus baseball fields behind Dell Diamond, and it's where Jackson grew up playing, and my son Luke and us coaching. And, you know, there were many days when, before I even worked for the Round Rock Express, where the boys and I would be at practice, and, you know, we would sneak over the seventh or eighth inning and grab a hot dog and watch a couple innings, and, you know, the community feel. But look, here's the deal. You know, when Reed had this idea of bringing baseball to Central Texas in the Round Rock, you know, I think his vision was beyond his years at that time. But not only was it great to have professional baseball, but all the other things that we have in the community. You know, we worked closely at the Round Rock ISD, the Independent School District, and they had a gala out here a couple of weeks ago, and you know, those kind of events. Currently, we're doing, you know, vaccinations. You know, we're going to, last Monday, the Williamson County, you know, said that we did over 77,000 vaccinations in our parking lot. And to be a part of that, that's what makes this thing special. So, I totally agree with what Tim had to say. And it's just fun to be a part of that. And I think that's the thing that you know, people miss most. And come Thursday night, it's going to be exciting to open our doors and let people see what we're best at, and that's playing baseball.
Chris, you touched on it about the vaccination. How has it been with the city of Round Rock to get people vaccinated at the stadium, and how important is that?
You know, it's been really good. We worked with the city, and of course we worked with the county, and Judge Bill Gravel was kind of the ringleader on this. And you know, he reached out to me back in November and said, "Hey, there's a group called Curative, a company called Curative that's looking to do, you know, mass vaccination site. We need something on the west side on the east side of Round Rock. You know, y'all's footprint with Dell Diamond in the parking lot, we think we could do something. Would you guys be interested?" And, you know, we said, absolutely. You know, that's something I think, you know, we're going to all have to figure out how to move forward within this pandemic. And, you know, we've hosted a lot of events, and one, we always said number one is safety, but if we can be part of the group that's going to, you know, help speed this process along and getting back to whatever the new normal is, we want to be a part of it. And it's gone very smooth. We've got nothing but great feedback. And, you know, it was pretty humbling when at that press conference last week, when they talked about, you know, 77,000 people that we, you know, because we opened our parking lot, got vaccinated, and, you know, no telling how many more they did this past week. I actually have my contact with Curative. They're coming out to the game tonight and visiting with them. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, they're closing the mass vaccination sites and giving an opportunity for folks to kind of go into community clinics and to the different pharmacies, CVS and Walgreens and that such. But we're excited to be a part of that.
You are the president, but it seems like you have five different jobs. What's the hardest part about your job with the Express?
I appreciate you recognizing that. You know, there's a lot of things that we do, and especially this last 14 months when we, you know, we let go 40% of our staff, or all of our jobs have doubled. And, you know, we were in a survival mode last year, just whatever needed to be done. You know, when the pandemic first hit, you know, one of the things we did is repurposed our staff and any type of service, whether it be painting or cleaning that we would typically do to get ready for the season. A lot of our staff jumped up and jumped in. And, you know, Stu Scally, our assistant GM, he's a phenomenal painter, we found out. And everybody did different jobs. But, you know, Alex, the tough part for me, I think, is just, you know, and this is something that we talk to ownership about all the time is, you know, representing the family and the Ryan family and the Sanders family of knowing that we're going to come in every day and give it our best shot. Sometimes we're going to fall, but what do we learn from that? And, you know, it's been a tough year with a lot of the things we've gone through, but, you know, going back to sound like a broken record, but going back to opening day, that's going to change because I think everybody realizes what the game of baseball meant to all of us. And that's why we're in this job.
And Chris,
you made a great point there. And, you know, what you just said, right? The game of baseball and how much it's taught you in life. And I mean, baseball, it's the only sport that translates so closely to life.
Well, look, it's a game of failure, you know, and that's one of the things my 19-year-old son, Luke, you know, he's playing Division I baseball. And just like I told him the other day, you're part of 1% of kids that get to play at that level. And if you get the opportunity to continue playing and get to play pro ball, those statistics even go that much farther. But it's a game where if you get 3 hits out of 10, you're a pretty good baseball player. And I don't know any other sport. If I was a field goal kicker in football and only made 3 out of 10, I probably wouldn't have a job long. Or if I was a free throw shooter in basketball and made 3 shots out of 10, I wouldn't be very good. But in baseball, you're, you know, bad, 3 hits out of 10, you know, you're an All-American. And so I do think that the game of baseball correlates with life and it, you know, because you got to be thick skinned and you got to have a short memory because it is a game of failure, but you got to learn how to get over it and figure out, you know, how do I become consistent? And one of the things that even when I coached you, Jackson, years ago, and your dad and I would teach you guys was, look, the two things you control in the game of baseball is attitude and effort. The attitude you have every day that you step on the field, and then the effort you give in that game. Now, the thing that I've told Luke, he's at a level now that concentration becomes a big part. You know, did you get the bunt sign? You got to get the bunt sign to move the runners over. And that's the thing that, you know, our staff and you know, what we've tried to motivate these guys in the last 14 months is, look, man, you got to have a great attitude and you got to give the effort. And when you do those things, great things happen.
Chris, you talked about family and the Round Rock Express. This one, what does the baseball family mean to you?
You know, it's a couple of things. And I use that a lot in my, you know, when I tweet something out or post something and I'll hashtag baseball family. But to me, one, it's like you said, Jackson, it's why you and I are connected. It's how you and Luke connected way back when. It's the opportunity your dad gave me to be a part of this great game. It's getting to know you, Alex. And so, you know, we say that, but the game of baseball has put the most amazing people in my life. I mean, Jackson, you know this story, but, you know, I share the same birthday as your grandfather. And so, you know, when I was 10 years old and looked at a baseball card and saw all the things your grandfather had done already in his career up to that point, the thing that stuck out to me was January 31st that we shared the same birthday. And, you know, when I was 10 years old, I always felt that God had something in my heart to be in this game and to come full circle and get a chance to work with your family and your dad and run this organization. That's what we're about. And look, all we're trying to do is open our doors and let people get, you know, create great experiences and bring them joy through the game of baseball. And so not having it, you know, I think sports is a lot of times is the outlet for people, whatever's going on in their life, they can look to sports and have that outlet. Unfortunately, the last 14 months, we didn't have that. And people were isolated and stay at home. And now that sports has kind of opened back up, we're so excited to get back going on Thursday, and we can make it through Thursday and this weekend. Then it becomes kind of an easy, you know, an easy schedule for us because it's what we've done all these years.
Do you remember your first baseball game?
Playing or being a, what do you mean?
Either or, playing it or being a fan of it.
You know, I appreciate you asking that question because sometimes I think we lose sight of that. And I think that's what makes baseball special to all of us. I was fortunate. I had a brother that was 2 years older than me. And what I really remember early about my baseball career was, you know, wanting to play, watch him play and wanting to be out there so bad and going to his practices and watching the different players and kind of mimicking what they would do. And he was a good baseball player, but I think I was a better baseball player only because he taught me how to play the game and watching him, I always wanted to be better than him. And, you know, I grew up in Humble, which is about 20 miles north of Houston. And in my office, I got a picture of me and my dad, and it was a T-ball game. It was an all-star game, and I was playing shortstop. And I remember we were up by one run, and the kid hit the ball. It was going to be inside the park home run, and I ran out and got the relay from the outfielder and threw a strike to the catcher. And I think he had his glove out, and it just hit him in the glove, and the kid ran into it. And we won the game, and my dad was holding me up and just, you know, that picture means something. And my dad would have been 75 on Saturday, his 75th birthday. So it was special. Those kind of memories, that's what makes it, you know. That's one of the things I had a chance to fly out for a couple of days to see Luke play in Tulane. And, you know, I was like, Luke, go back to, you know, Jack, you talked about it, go back to coach pitch and, you know, it'd be a tight game and we'd be down by two and Luke would come up and hit a double in the gap and score two runs to take the lead. And then Jackson would get a hit to score him. I mean, that's what baseball's about. And it's a game for little boys. And I guess the little boy in me never wants to grow up and just wants to be out there playing baseball.
Chris, you talked about the season and how emotional it's going to be. What is the one thing you're looking forward to the most in this 2021 season?
One, I'm pretty excited about our Memorial first pitch. And for folks, I've done a couple interviews here and I've talked about this. If you've never been out to opening day, just to come out to see the Memorial first pitch. And, you know, I need to visit with your dad because I don't even know when that started. It might have started in year one, but we take a baseball and we throw it around the horn and then the left fielder throws it out of the stadium. But it symbolizes all the lives that were lost in the year that were part of our baseball family. And of course, this year with COVID, you know, it's going to be a little more special, I think. And I'm really looking forward to that because that's going to kick off our season and then just get into the daily grind of baseball and being at the park and smelling the fresh cut grass and hearing the crack of the bat. It's been fun.
Well, once again, the Round Rock Express season finally here, the minor league baseball season here as well. Where can fans, if listening to this podcast, get tickets, come out to Del Diamond and cheer on the Round Rock Express?
Alex, our website, you know, www.roundrockexpress.com, that's going to be the best spot to get everything. You know, a lot of our ticketing has gone to digital tickets, and so we're really pushing people to go onto our website. Of course, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, all the social media sites out there can connect you with the information we have. But look, I think the great thing about Del Diamond and the Round Rock Express is, one, we're going to have a great product on the field. You know, we're going to have different promotions that kind of fit everybody's needs and you know, always Friday fireworks and dollar hot dogs on Mondays. So there's things I think that people, the staples of what we've done in the past that's not going to change. And we're going to do our best to kind of make sure that we're, you know, doing all the things we can do to keep people safe, but also making sure that people have the great time that they're used to having when they come out to Del Diamond and a Round Rock Express baseball game.
What's one of your most looking forward to promotion this season?
You know, look, being a part of the Astros and, you know, we were going to give out the 2019 American League Championship replica rings. We're still going to do that. We're going to do it when we play Sugar Land, even though we're back with the Rangers. We were part of the Astros. We were part of that group. I was fortunate to get a ring. And I think that's been one of the promotions I've looked forward to just because, I mean, they made this ring look almost like it's the real thing. And it's funny. One of my secrets is my ring I have at home. In my display box, I got a replica ring in it and I've got mine in a safe, but it's going to be fun for people to get those. And, you know, I think the fans that were Astros fans can come out and get it. And then of course our Express fans can get one as well. So, looking forward to it.
Perfect. Well, thanks again, Chris, for coming on this Bottom Line Baseball episode.
Well, appreciate you having me, guys. Look forward to seeing you guys out here at the game on Thursday. And, you know, you guys are always VIP when you come out. So let's make sure we go out there and cheer on the Express.